It's us. You're at our pod. And look, let's just get straight. Pod. Let's just get straight to it. Alpha Max was a cluster f***.
Mate, she was quick. She was to the punch. She got it done. But here's the thing. You've got to have rules when you do bullshit
like
this.
No, let's be honest. We have to get insurance for the station, right?
Yes.
For things to go wrong.
Yeah.
If we ever need large sums of money.
Yes.
And we got rules we got to stick to. Yeah. And the rules of Alpha Bucks are, and they set the rules, not us.
Yeah.
If I have to ask, we'd be Oprah. Oh. Cash view.
Yeah, we'd just give it away.
And one of the most explicit rules that they set for us is that first answer. We must take your first answer.
Yeah.
And in today's Alpha Bucks, you'll hear that there was an answer given, quickly corrected, but it was not her first answer. She went on to get all 10 correct except that one.
Yeah.
We couldn't go back because she didn't pass. It's hectic.
It's pretty hectic.
We're working on helping her out in other ways.
Yeah.
But, she's a good sport about it. She's been fine.
Yep.
And I made the mistake of celebrating too early. I've learned my lesson.
Yes.
I'll wait next time.
Celebrating until we get the confirmation on our screen.
We'll just look at each other like hands over mouth and then we'll wait for confirmation from the adjudicators. Yes, good to go. And then we'll celebrate.
Now, what was it at the start? It was a long time ago. Yeah. But the start of the show, I said we'll talk about it in the podcast opener because we couldn't talk about it then because it had swears in it.
What was it then? The Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, punch.
They say punch 25 times. And the lead wrestler's character, her name is Tar. The evil Tar. Yeah.
Now, this will all be bleeped out apparently because we're not even allowed to podcast. You juvenile.
But if our bosses knew, like
they do, they're laughing.
No, but like none of these.
Get
none of these people. Would say, like I will.
I'm freaking out. I can't handle all this.
I will
song in
open a stand-up show with. Are you ready to kick us in the dick? That's how I start. It's so hard doing my job every day, swearing.
I did a corporate recently. Corporates have got heaps of rules added to it. They had one rule for me. Say
yeah.
That was it.
That's open. Did you open with it?
Yes.
100%.
Straight out of the gate.
Yeah, I did a corporate.
I don't even normally say it on stage.
Don't you?
I was like, don't you
have a
soul
song
me.
About it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I did a corporate and they had the same rule. And so I did a song about a man coming in dry with my dad playing the backing music. It was still like a virgin. And that's what I did at the corporate. And it was for financial brokers, accountants.
Brilliant.
So, that's in the pod. Katy Perry interview is in there. We had a long chat. Cat Stewart joined us. Nazeem Hussain joined us. It was a hectic show.
It was flat out.
You'll enjoy
that. Hey, Mitch, have fun editing that.
This podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen is delivered to you by the one place to find all your breaking celebrity news and so much more. yahoo7.com.au/BE. It's the radio show that's famous for being Sydney's loosest.
So I have an answer that I don't think fits in the category.
Well, that's a surprise. Wow. Colour me shocked.
Look up loose in the dictionary. You won't find them there, but still, loose.
This is never been that one.
Shut up!
Have you heard of
don't look at me. Look away. Everyone look. Ben and Harley, face the way. Face the walls. Okay. Yes!
Yeah. In fact, they're so loose, we should probably call them Lucy McLoose Loose.
I've got this idea for a song. Jingle, 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 jingle.
I was down at a magical pond and I saw a fairy doing a wee into water. Here's what I think it sounds
it's
like.
It's a hit.
Tilly ting, tick, ting.
This is
the M. Rossiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Welcome to Whiskey Wednesday.
Those people have been fired. You're welcome, Sydney.
We have a huge show coming up. I've just wrapped up my chat with Katy Perry.
That's correct.
We had a long Twitter, 20-minute talk.
Went on. It was at about 4 a.m. in the morning.
I had to wind Katie up because we had to go to air.
Yeah.
But she's a lovely girl. You'll be hearing that after 8 o'clock. Also after 8 o'clock, we have $50,000 to hopefully give away. We came so close yesterday.
Oh, mate, and I just read the questions. You haven't even been handed the sheet yet, but I just read the questions, and who could go off in 10 seconds?
Oh, my God.
So easy.
So good. We still have tickets to give away to see 1K Perry on the rooftop. Be listening out for that. Big show. Don't you go anywhere. coming up. Oh, and Kat Stewart from Offspring's coming in this year.
Oh, radically.
And Nazeem Hussain.
Oh, yay. Woohoo.
But first, we've decided to hijack the music, set the tone song.
Inappropriate phoners at 6:05, where we talk about the things you should've, but we do it live.
Righto, that's right. 131060, where have you been naked that you really shouldn't?
Yeah.
You know, you've just all of a sudden looked down, your kit's gone.
Yeah.
And then you've looked around and gone, I'm not in my bathroom or the privacy of my bedroom.
Some people are more open to this than others.
I feel like there are, it's a clear divide of nudes and never nudes.
Yeah.
And the nudes, well, I'll tell you, Dave Grohl.
The photo is excellent.
Yeah. So Glastonbury is obviously happened over the weekend and it's massive. And I really want to go. You know, you and I decided we're going to go next year.
Yeah.
They're not doing it next year.
Aren't they?
They're having a 1 year hiatus, coming back strong 2019.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, we'll go next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine you and I just turning up to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
It's just an empty paddock. Wearing our gumboots and our designer cowboy shirts.
And I'm just.
I've got a Dreamcatcher earring. You've got like a bandana to cover. Because the famous guys wear like bandanas over their noses and faces to cover who they are so they can walk around in the crowd.
Sure. Well, I'll need that.
You'll need that.
And then I'll just be naked on your shoulders.
Oh, God.
Just you and me.
This is what's happened. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters did an epic set, including a 10-minute sing along to Best of You, like just the crowd screaming, is someone getting the best? It would have been epic. And Grohl looked out to the crowd and realised there was a guy nude on top of someone's shoulder.
Yes, another man.
Just fruit batting the back of the guy's neck.
What a great descriptive word. Oh, why has it taken me to 37 to hear that?
Haven't you heard that?
Nah.
Fruit batting.
That is amazing. I'm going to call him a new show, Fruit Batting. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. Well, I quit. I'm out.
You know when you just lift your balls up and you throw it against the window?
Em is now.
You just throw your cock and balls against
when
the
you
window.
Throw your cock and balls against the
they
window,
look
was the question.
A
I can't
bat
say.
Fruit
bat.
You know?
They do. Yep.
Because it gets all skinny.
Or like a little sugar glider.
Yeah, you know when they get all this, they've got their little fingers and then it gets all skinny.
Yes.
And it's a bit hairy, testicle-y.
Yeah. I love it.
So, during the Foo Fighters set, Dave Grohl was singing and then he spots something in the crowd and he stops everything down and he goes, I can see a naked guy. This one's for him. And the cameras briefly cut to the naked guy and then Grohl dedicated my hero to the unnamed man.
You know who's my hero? The guy carrying him.
Yes!
Because the naked guy's not the hero. The dude that's got the fruit batting on the back of his neck is the hero. Not to mention the open butthole sitting on top
of
him. I
was just going to say, there's quite a few orifices around the shoulder.
Oh, mama.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there's a lot going on around this
too
area.
Too much going on.
There could be wee, there could be farts, there could be poo, there could be semen, depending how excited he gets during the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And this guy's gone, sure, mate, get up.
It's not an open organ, just so you know.
What?
The penis.
The penis.
Yeah.
The penis. Nah, aim it. Things can happen.
Things can happen.
You know, you're jiggling up and down. The guy's moshing. And when you're moshing and you get movement, I know what happens down there.
Yeah.
I'm well across the appendix.
I don't know.
Are you saying? Because all the boys at my high school used to talk about motion stiffies.
Motion? Oh, yeah. Travel fats.
Is that what they're called? We used to call them motion. I haven't heard the word stiffy since 1994.
Stiffy is awesome. I did a bit of it in a show about travel fat.
Yeah. Travel fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that could happen. So if you're on someone's shoulders in a mosh pit and like they're not like the other and they're singing and you're jiggling around, could happen.
This is actually very much why I think women should be the leaders of nations and men shouldn't be. Because if you're relying on the leader to your country that also, if the car jiggles a bit, gets an erection, I don't think you should be trusting that guy with nuclear codes. Oh, the car, mate, but will he feel funny? Nah.
I would like to propose a change in phoner.
Okay.
1310, go with me.
Yep.
131060.
Yep.
Have you gotten unfortunate wood?
Yeah. Where did you get
unfortunate wood? Did you get a bit, did you get some motion in your pants where it should not have been? Okay.
Did you get a surprise erection.
Surprise stiffy.
As an adult man.
Did you, you're standing there and surprise, surprise stiffy happened. Now, obviously.
Were you just reading the paper?
And boom.
In a park.
Oh, we just chatting to Doris, the neighbour, about her cat. Boom.
Boom. There it is. That's and like, how it goes.
And if you're the type of person that wears a tracksuit pant around.
Oh, oh, oh Lord.
No, that's
I haven't worn them since 1991.
But, yeah, look, so, look, and women, you can call up to if you've seen a surprise, surprise stiffy.
Or if you've had one.
Yeah, that's different. We call, can I say what we call those?
Oh, come on, let's just. This,
what the should I write it? I'll write it and you tell
it
me.
It is inappropriate photos, so know, I don't have a problem.
Can I say what we, can I say that?
Yeah, oh, go on. Yeah. Yeah, you can say
it's
that.
It's a white on.
Oh,
13, 10, 60, surprise, surprise, stiffy. Where did you get wood where you should not have got wood?
The worst place you've ever got a trouble fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go back to your childhood years. It probably happened a lot in class. Or, ladies, if you've seen it, where have you seen surprise, surprise wood?
Take a semi on.
Take your calls next.
Inappropriate phone is at 605, where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live.
Now, we were going to do where have you been naked that you possibly shouldn't have, but last minute, you changed it to...
Surprise, surprise, stiffies! We bury this in the 6 o'clock hour, so...
Yeah, you bury
know, it. It's just, well, it's just like... Oh, no, stop it. Stop it. You know, just so we can just, maybe little ears are still sleeping and we can have some adult chats.
Yeah.
For
the children that are in the car and they have a long commute to school.
They'll know what we're talking about.
Yep.
Because that is where the surprise, surprise stiffy strikes the most. Little boys.
Yeah. Jiggling along in a car.
Yeah, or they're in class and it just happens and then they're asked, worst. Like you just said, teacher says, Harley Breen, stand up.
Yeah, and you're like, not right now, a bit busy.
And this
just
is
trying to prop this table up.
It's a massive fear. And if you're a little boy, say if you're under the age of, you know, 14, 15, and you're, this is how, it's not something you can go home to your mum and go, oh my God, how do I stop this? I'm so embarrassed. It's often something you just have to suffer with within your heart and soul.
Yeah, it's something you just work through.
Yeah. It's not good.
Just get a pin and, no, don't do that.
This comes off the back of, at the Foo Fighters, during the Foo Fighters set in Glastonbury, a guy got naked and then a mate let him sit on his shoulders.
Unbelievable friendship.
Yeah, and Dave Grohl dedicated their song Hero to that man. And then we were just riffing, you know, we were just kind of hypothesizing that perhaps enough jiggling went on on the back of that guy's head could get a bit.
Got a little semi.
Yeah. And we wanted to know on 13, 10, 60, and we didn't know if anyone would call. Have you had a surprise, surprise stiffy? Where it was very inconvenient and your penis went AWOL, went rogue.
Yeah, it goes. It's
it can. That thing can do whatever it
Two
wants.
Brains.
Two brains. Wow.
One body.
Well, some would argue.
One brain.
One brave man has called in. Michael on the Central Coast. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
You're a brave man. Tell us your story.
Oh, I'm 28 now, and this was in year 7, my science class.
Yeah.
So this is a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah.
But we had the hottest science teacher in the school, and every guy had this thing for this chick. Sorry? Yes,
nothing.
Keep nah, going. He wanted to know what your teacher's name was.
Mrs. Clement.
Okay. Mrs. Clement.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was a hot brunette, absolutely stunning.
Yes.
And, anyway, we're sitting there, and she just bent over because she dropped the piece of chalk that she was writing on the chalkboard.
Oh,
and as she's bent over, a bit of her underwear popped out. Oh, she was wearing a G-banger. And immediately I've just put my head down because, you know, the unforeseen circumstance happened underneath the table of my desk.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise, Stiffy.
Like, yep. Yeah. Cracked a wood on the middle of the table. And I was like, put my head down. I'm like, oh, shit. And then she's like... Yeah. You're not paying attention, Michael. Can you come do this equation on the board?
I'm like,
no, I don't want to. And she's like, why not? And I said, because I don't know. And she's like, well, you're not paying attention. And we had a mad argument about it, and I ended up getting sent to the principal's office for it, and I got in trouble. But
it's a good
I
way
wasn't
to...
getting up in front of class.
No way, Michael.
An argument's a good way to get rid of an erection.
Well, apparently not.
No, it stayed there for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Thanks, Nicole. That's good. No, that was worth perfect. It. I didn't even care. That was so good. And I love that he was willing to go to the principal's office over it.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm standing up. You can do whatever you want to me. And then he got up and he walked with his desk.
Yeah.
He just kept it attached to his waist.
Just carried his desk out without his hands.
Oh, my Christ.
What's happened?
You know that I like to do a bit of recommendations when I find something I like and I think other people will enjoy.
Yes.
It's just I like to think that when I find something I love, I get a bit like it's a little bit like falling in love with a person. You just you feel like you found a piece of puzzle that fits into you.
And you gotta tell everybody.
And I want to tell everyone.
Like me with beer.
Yeah. I accept that my puzzle pieces don't always sit with other people.
Sure.
But I found a Netflix series that you must binge watch. It is called Glow. Which stands for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Oh my God, Hallie. It is so good. It is like 10 half hour episodes. It's written, created by a lot of the people who made Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
And it's based around, now in the 80s, there actually was a TV series called Glow.
Right.
And it was almost like the first reality style thing where it followed these women wrestlers around and followed their lives and them in the ring. It was fictional, excellent, but kind of reality.
Sure.
But big hair. Leopard print, G-string, leotards, leg warmers, shiny tights, lightning bolts on faces, and women coat-hangering each other. Like,
excellent.
Incredible.
It's all of the things you wanted as a teenage boy in the 80s.
Exactly. Yeah. So they've kind of recreated it with this series, and I'm telling you, they're nailing the soundtrack alone, the 80s music pumping in the background as the women absolutely pummel each other. It is so great. And it's got Ruth, the main character. She's a terrible actress and she's just desperate for any work. And so she auditions for this wrestling series.
Brilliant.
And they've got Sam, who's the director. He's an out of work Hollywood director looking for anything to do. It's a classic Hard Lock story.
Is that Mark Maron?
Yes, Mark Maron.
Yes.
And then there's Debbie, who's like, so Ruth is, this isn't really giving, maybe it's a spoiler alert. Ruth and Debbie at the start of the show are in an amazing 80s aerobics class together. They're best friends.
Great.
And then something happens between them.
Yes.
And then they end up being the main wrestling rivals.
Oh.
And it's so
good. It's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah. So I was watching it. I binged half the season yesterday. It's a great female character, great female storyline. And some of the sexist, I mean, they had to put it in, but a lot of the sexist 80s male point of view is in there just to remind you how far we've come as a society.
Yeah.
But there's a robot butler.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That went left of center very quickly. I was up to everything. And then you went, there's a robot,
there's a robot butler.
Just nonchalantly.
Yeah. The producer of the show, he's the rich kid who's trying to break away from mummy. He has a robot butler.
So Rocky. That's so Rocky.
So I just was watching. I'm like, okay, I have to tell all my friends in Sydney about Glow.
Yes.
And if you're looking for something to do this weekend or watch, it's not suitable for kids.
Okay.
Because it's a Netflix original series, not afraid of dropping the C-bomb 4 or 5 times an episode.
All right.
Wow.
Well, there's moves in wrestling that they call the C-bomb punch.
Oh, the C-bomb punch.
Yeah,
I get you.
And that gets sent, and the main character is the C-bomb with the word "ah" at the end of it. So,
good job.
So it's hectic.
A hard TV show to talk about without constraints on radio.
But I just want to say, I highly recommend you watch it. If you've got Netflix, or if you don't get Netflix, you can get a free trial and you can just end it so you don't have to pay for anything.
And also, maybe if you want to hear Em and I talk about this show without having to censor ourselves, get the podcast. We'll do a little...
Oh, let's do it again. But then Mitch still has to bleep the podcast.
Yeah, at least we can say it.
Do you know we can't swear in the podcast? I thought we could.
I did not know that. He's had his work
cut out. I know!
Yeah, my Lord.
When we do our podcast, we do a special 5-minute intro and we just basically do our stand-up. And then we got told, Mitch has to bleep it all.
Yeah.
You guys aren't offended by swearing, are you, out there? Are you offended? You wouldn't be listening to us if they were offended by swearing.
No, one
day we'll just get to do a show where we're allowed to unleash live.
Yeah, live.
Or we'll just do it and we'll call that our last ever show.
Yeah. We'll lock the doors.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, put it in your eyes. I just have to let you know, Hallie, that Jace, our boss.
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he took us aside. I actually had a phone conversation with him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that our break lengths. Now, what we, in the industry, a break is just us talking, the amount of time we talk.
It's you getting a break from all the other noise.
Yeah. It's too long.
Oh.
We're going too long.
Yes.
So you know what my response to that would be?
Go longer.
I mean, we could just sit here and talk until 7 o'clock.
Pretty sure he's got a magical button, though.
Nah, he's not even at work. He's sitting in traffic. It's 6:42.
I imagine Jace drives a car.
With a button connected to
like,
our studio.
He's like Batman, but he's Radio Man. Yeah. And he just, it's like a little thing. You flick it open and he presses it.
Yeah, nah. See, if I had to wager, we've got Luke. We've got two people that press our buttons, Luke and Ben, right?
I bet you there's more people that press your buttons than just those two.
True. But I feel like Luke and Ben are more afraid of me than they are of Jace.
Oh, without a doubt.
So I feel like if Jace and I were standing here and Jace is going, turn them off, and I'm going, leave us on, I feel like I'd win that battle.
Yes.
So he said to us, you know, don't talk too long, keep the brakes tight and bright, one thought per break.
Well, I don't have one thought per sentence.
4 minutes. you know, all the good radio school stuff you learn in radio school?
Yeah, I went there.
So he's like, yeah, me too. I didn't come from reality TV and never do a rural spot. That's a dead end. Do a podcast, kids. Yeah, I just feel like we really have to keep track of our brake length.
Yes.
We have to hit 7 o'clock at 7 o'clock.
That'll never happen.
So I was just letting you know that we can't talk for longer than 3 minutes. How long have I been going now?
Two so far.
Amazing. When we haven't even hit what's the security.
So when Ben winds us up and says we've got to go on air, let's get it tight.
I haven't wind you up with this stuff.
No, but you know, when we go on air, when we, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So when we go on air.
Tight.
We'll keep it tight and bright.
Keep it tight.
Yeah, okay. Like here we go.
How long we got?
We're on.
We're doing this. What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
As if, Jace Allen, that feedback was going to go unmentioned on air. You know better, son.
How much do you love your life at the moment, Jace?
Do you want to make it longer?
Hum. For your day.
Hump day.
It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday. Hump day. M loves the hump. Humpy day. It's hump day.
I'm going to make this break go for 15 minutes.
I don't even remember that guy.
I love that guy.
That guy is from a long time ago.
I hate the term hump day.
You don't like hump day.
But I love.
I think you're coming around.
Yeah, actually, I enjoy that song.
I think it's like Ghost Skeptic. I think I now dislike hump day more than you do.
Yeah, you do. You actually do. But that does happen in radio.
One person becomes
the other. If you turn up in sequins tomorrow, it's all over.
Oh, I've got some sequins. I have a full body leotard with sequins on.
What?
Wear it.
I've said this several times.
Well, team dress.
I've done an interpretive dance. The princess went dove's cry, a full body leotard.
No.
All over the world.
I've never heard this.
Oh.
Tell me more. We're making this break go for 15 minutes.
Are we really?
Yeah. Tell me about this interpretive dance in When Doves Cry.
I did a show called The Kingswood and I.
Yeah.
Which is about my first car, the Holden Kingswood. And at the end.
Shut up.
Spoiler alert. The car dies.
Yeah.
And I do a tribute to the car.
Oh, my God.
Which is an interpretive dance to Princess When Doves Cry.
Okay.
In a brown with a white backed leotard because I was a brown car with a white roof. And in sequins on the back, it says Marjorie because my car's name is Marjorie.
Are you?
Amazing.
Why don't. Have we got footage of this?
Oh.
Can you recreate it for us?
Yep.
Oh, that's a thing that's happening. Everyone write that down. All producers, put that in the calendar.
Yeah. We can do a live show of it.
No, we need to have a party and everyone comes and you perform that dance.
Easily.
Okay, done.
Oh, my God, I'm so
Today sorry. We're doing in What's a Superior, and you do get a chance to win a SodaStream on 131060. What's a Superior 80s film star?
Yes.
80s film star?
Yeah.
Who did you live for? I'm going to go straight off the bat.
Yep.
Rob Lowe, The Outsiders.
Oh, ooh. Good call. I'm going a man that was the only era that you would tolerate this level of incompetence in acting. Steven Seagal, I salute you.
I see your
stiff cardboard-faced idiot.
I see your Steven Seagal, and I raise you one Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Always found a reason to do the splits in the kitchen.
Always found a reason to do the splits, full stop.
Yeah.
Always found a reason to say his own name. Jean-Claude Van
Damme. He always left the French Legion.
What did he do? You know who else? Emilio Estevez.
Oh,
Emilio Estevez. Yes, he was so good. James Spader.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, James Spader. Still on the TV, The Blacklist.
And Yeah.
And was he in The Office, the US version of The Office?
No. Am I remembering that wrong? Amazing TV series about the lawyers.
Tom Selleck.
Oh, Boom. Three men and a baby, three men and a little lady.
Oh.
Thank God they made that sequel.
Yeah. We were hanging out for it.
We were. Yeah. What's going to happen? I'm just looking at what Emilio Estevez is doing now. He's doing CSI New York sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So on the up and up.
Good on him.
131060. What's a superior 80s film star? How long did this, how we can be going?
I've lost count.
Okay. We'll take your calls next. What's a superior, superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Yeah. 131060, we're asking, what's a superior 80s movie star? I've got another one for you. Ralph Macchiato.
Ooh.
Karate Kid.
Hello.
Yeah. Outsiders. Again.
Don Johnson.
Oh, I'm looking. I've got a list here now in front of me. Oh my God, R.I.P. River Phoenix. Oh my God. Can I tell you, when River died, I went to my parents with my hand in my heart. That's what I said. I need to fly to L.A. to River Phoenix's funeral. I need to go to the Viper Room to put one red rose down, and you have to fly me to his funeral.
And how did that go?
When they said no, I rioted for a week.
I bet you did.
I lit a candle. I lit a stick of patchouli incense.
Lit a candle under the house and set the house on fire?
No. I lit a stick of patchouli incense underneath my smash hits poster of River Phoenix.
Yep.
And I lit a candle every night for River for at least 6 months. I was obsessed.
Mr. T. B.A. Baracus.
Cody and Zetland, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, Cody.
Good, Matt. Who's a superior 80s? By the way, you weren't even born.
I know. You're welcome.
Who's a superior 80s movie star?
Molly Ringwald.
Oh, yes. Cody.
Hello, Cody.
You're a gentle-hearted soul.
I mean, she's a good actress.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She was in 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. Yes, I love Molly.
She was the 80s.
Yeah, she's currently starring in a show called Riverdale, which we argued over based on
like
the Archie comics on Netflix, which I love. It's so trashy and camp. She's playing the mum. Nikki in Belrose, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Nick Star. You were around in the 80s. Who's your favourite?
Yeah. I loved Olivia Newton-John. Come on, the headband, the leg warmers.
Oh, and Jay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This movie, the roller skating, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really was born at the wrong time. I should have been born in the late 60s so I could have. Can you imagine me in my prime
so
in the 80s?
So you wear exactly what you're wearing right now in the 80s?
I don't know what you're referring to. I have a leopard print coat on. I don't know what you're referring to. My leopard print coat is now. Jared. Hello, Jared.
Morning, guys.
Hello, mate.
Darling, who's a superior 80s movie star?
Michael J. Fox.
Hello.
100%.
Yeah, killed it in the 80s.
Back to Future.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen to this. And I watched Back to the Future with my kids.
I just watched it last week.
And it's not what they were so wrong. That's not what's happening now.
No.
We still don't have a lot of that
stuff.
We're
past where he came to. We don't have it.
We really haven't evolved that much. We actually back then thought we would have flying skateboards.
Yeah. Have you seen the idiots that are trying to be on flying skateboards attached to the back of a jet ski?
Idiots.
Natural
selection will take care of them. Leo. Hey, Leo.
Hey, happy hump day, guys.
Happy hump day. What's a superior 80s movie star?
Tom Cruise, no doubt.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Oh, I wish I could say what I call this movie. I can't.
Very good.
Top Gun.
That was his time.
Risky Business.
Before he went crazy.
Kokomo. What was that one? Is it called Kokomo?
No.
What was it called?
Kokomo is that Beach Boys song.
No, but Kokomo was from the movie that... Cocktail.
Cocktail. Yeah.
You know when he's shaking the thing?
Brian Brown.
Absolutely. Jamaica.
Australia's own.
Yeah, Australia's own. Let's give the soda stream to Nikki in Belrose. Hey, Nikki.
Hello, thank you.
You mainly win because you were actually around in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was the secret password.
Nah, well, I know the Soda Stream was around then, but now you get your very own. Enjoy that fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Cats
Jazz! Yes! Of course, from Offspring and various other things. And Hamish and Andy's True Stories as well.
Yeah, did one of those.
You loved doing that, didn't you?
I totally loved doing it. I got to wear a wig.
Pull your mic in, doll.
Oh, sorry.
You are a comedic actress. People don't realise that. I mean, you're dramatic, but I think you're strongest been doing comedy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
I love doing all that stuff. Yes.
You do love doing all that stuff. So Billy's back.
Yes.
Tonight, 8:40, only on 10. Billy's back. Is she being offensive this season? It's my favourite part.
Offensive? Yeah, she is.
Okay.
That's the fun part with we never know what they're going to do to us next, and there's no exception. There's great stuff to do and take it in completely different directions I didn't see coming. So we had so much fun. We only wrapped about 10 days ago, so it's still kind of
party
in my
time
head.
Now,
yeah, yes. we had a big party.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
What's
the goss? What happened?
Oh, my God.
Asha Keddie, what'd she do?
Oh, my God.
Your rap parties are wild.
No, they are. You should know.
I've been to a few of those.
It's actually my favourite part about this industry is rap parties.
I don't go anymore because Michael Lucas doesn't write on the show anymore, but when I was privy to the rap parties, actually, you were always well-behaved. Asha was always well-behaved.
Yeah.
It was actually maybe a couple of the older Proudmans that really got loose.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the dark horses.
Was it?
It's maybe the people who play the parents that really cut sick. But other than that, amazing.
Yeah. Our mate Eddie Perfect, I imagine, had turned one on.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
Yep.
He's a stayer too.
Yeah,
amazing stamina.
And everyone in Secret Singers, there's a lot of people who are...
Secret Singers.
Oh, my God, so much talent. Yeah, they're always threatening to do a musical episode, but thank Christ they didn't because I'm appalling. But
Angel, you should do a Muppet episode of The Offspring. That would be brilliant.
Such a good idea.
Oh. Yeah, did you remember Angel's Muppet episode? Anyway.
I like the sound of it.
You better explain it. You got to explain it now.
I can't even remember what happened, but there was a curse put on them. They all turned into Muppets for a whole episode. The whole episode was Muppets.
Mm. Brilliant.
And I think The Offspring would really rise to that occasion.
I've been told I walk like a Muppet, so that could work really well.
You walk fine, Cat Stewart.
Thank you very much, Anne.
You walk fine. It's hard to believe. I also love that when Nina comes back, when Asha gets, she doesn't quite know who she's going to be bonking this season. Because, my God, that woman, good on her. Good on her.
No, good on her.
Good on you, sister.
No, good on you.
You know, she does all right. And we've got the beautiful Alex England returning, playing Harry. He's divine.
He is. Do yourself a favour. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Distinguished gentleman. Mm. But he's so good. Yeah, but she gets a good run.
She does.
Does Billy get her leg over?
Well, speaking of Eddie Perfect, we're dealing with, I should say Mick, his character.
Well,
it's not him.
Yeah.
Billy and him have been doing the long distance thing, which is not working out so well. So that's kind of come to a head early on.
Right.
Oh, good. And then.
Who can say? Many surprises in store.
Now, what else are you working on? Are you doing any plays at the moment?
No. So we wrapped 10 days ago and I'm just hanging out with the kids at the moment, which is great. This is a day out.
What do you got? Exciting. How many kids?
Two. So I've got a 5-year-old little boy and a 15-month-old little girl.
Trouble.
Yep. And yeah. Nuts. It's nuts.
Yep. And what the best thing about Kat is, she was stealth pregnant. Like, she had a child 15 months ago, peak Offspring popularity, full of filming, and not one Woman's Day article, not one nothing. She was stealth
pregnant.
Were
you doing the whole, the cushions in front of it?
I don't get out that much.
Like, remember CC Babcock in the Nanny?
Yeah, or Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus had,
she was good
10
at it.
Kids.
She was amazing. She just wore the trench coat the whole time.
But I was like, I only knew because of Michael Lucas, but I'm like, God, no one. You stealth pregnant. I'm so proud of you.
No, I really wasn't. I just don't get out. Genuinely don't get out.
Oh, my God. Well, Kat, Offspring returns tonight. Billy Proudman, who is my favourite character.
Well, she's kind of inspired by you, Em, if we're going to be honest.
I always feel like, yeah.
Michael Lucas, one of our key writers for the first 5 series, your best mate, was very, very open about how inspired he was. by inspired you, the character of Billy.
So. Blatantly ripped off my life.
Yeah.
Some
of your best lines.
So yeah. Billy Proudman, very, very together.
Shut up. I would literally be sitting watching the telly with Michael and or just at home, and a conversation I'd had with him 6 months earlier, verbatim, would come out of your mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I'd ring him and I'd go, mate, I'm going to have to start staying not for Offspring. Because Billy just morphed into M. Russiano for about 3 seasons.
I was so excited to meet you because he'd mentioned you and I just thought, what are you going to be like?
Yeah, and all of a sudden Billy started calling everyone babes. babes. Yeah, pretty much.
Just like my brother, the carpenter. Yeah. He calls everyone babes.
I know, it's happening. Yes, Billy is somewhat inspired by me. And that's good because people either love or hate her, which is true to life with me also, as you know. Darling, thank you so much for getting up early. You get back to your children and your holiday tonight, 8:40, only on Channel 10. Catch you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we don't check in with Walter very often.
He is your newborn son. Well, not newborn.
He's not newborn anymore. He's 5 months.
When did they stop being newborn?
A month.
Okay.
I reckon.
Is that official?
Yeah, I said it. It's fact. Anyway.
Do you know Scott was listening to us yesterday?
Yeah.
And he said, you and Harley sound like you really like each other.
Oh.
I said, we do. We do.
Did he sound shocked?
Yeah.
We do.
No, he just hasn't listened for a bit. And he said, you just sound like you really like
Do you think
he's
listening now?
Yeah.
G'day, Scotty.
G'day, Scotty.
There you go.
He just said it's just nice to hear two people on radio that genuinely enjoy each other.
Oh.
So there's some feedback for
you. You're welcome. Mm.
Tell me more.
So what happens is, right, people go, how's he sleeping? That's all they've got to ask.
I normally ask, how's he pooing?
Oh, how's he pooing?
I'm more interested in the poo than
the
sleep.
He's doing well. He had one yesterday that was a triple blowout, up the back and out both legs.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed.
That's the Hayley's Comet of pooing.
Yes, it is.
Just triple blowout. Even leg holes.
Yeah.
Good boy. Yeah. Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Shitting on his dick. Anyway, so.
It's not inappropriate phone as a 605.
No, it's not. People say,
how's he sleeping?
And you know what? Not good, because they're babies. They're idiots. They don't know, right?
But don't you think they're either good sleepers or they're not?
I guess so. And it's fine.
How was your first one?
Fine.
He was fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
Like, got there, slept. Now he sleeps. It seems a ridiculous question to answer because they're babies and it's their first time figuring out how to do that in the world. However, it's not so much that he's waking up, right? He wakes up
in the night.
How dare he?
How
dare he need to feed and grow and grow his brain?
Yes.
It's what he's doing in the night.
Now I'm interested.
It's been going on a little bit.
Is he writing his autobiography?
No, but it's more disturbing than that. He is just waking up and giggling.
Oh, that is creepy.
At 1:30 in the morning, on his own, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I wake up, I get out of bed. I don't wake up, I get out of bed at 4:20. But let's be honest, I'm awake pretty much every hour to 2 hours.
You don't sleep, you're like Batman.
Night. Yeah, he's up. But so last night I wanted to get up and just try and settle him so that Hannah could have a longer sleep.
Stop having fun.
And he's lying there, honestly, 2 a.m, I can't think of something that would make you more insane than looking at a baby at 2 a.m, and he just goes.
I feel like that's exactly the right thing for your child to be doing.
Yeah,
because that's something you would do.
Yeah, but there's reasons why I'm giggling at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I should hope that my 5 month old is not getting into dad's shed.
Where dad keeps his laughing gas.
And tools
of the
trade.
Look, at any other time that would be delightful.
Yeah.
But at 2 a.m.?
Not delightful.
You're not funny, mate?
Nope.
Stop the funny business!
Stop it!
But what do you think's making him giggle? Do you think he's having hysterical dreams? And how has he developed a sense of humour at 5 months? And is he dreaming about it or is he thinking about it? And is he playing a role? And who is the role? Like, where's he getting all the information from at 5 months?
Yeah.
What? Because he hasn't developed a sense of humour yet. Or maybe he has and we don't even realise.
Yep.
Maybe we should
Something's funny, though.
Like a room full of babies with typewriters like with the monkeys and see what they come up with. Because if he's laughing, he's laughing at something.
Yeah.
And
if he woke up screaming, it'd be fine. That's normal.
We get
you'd
that.
Go, you're all right, buddy. You felt alone. Oh, here's a little cuddle. You're okay. But laughing, you're like, what is wrong with
you? He's either going to be a stand-up comedian or a serial killer.
Oh, please don't be a stand-up comedian.
You're welcome. 13, 10, 60. What's your niche skill?
Oh, yes.
This comes up because yesterday we were talking about the fact that I had learned to whistle.
That's right.
And then you said to me, your mate is so good at whistling.
Yes.
He made a whole album.
He made a whole album. My friend Luke Heggie, also one of my favourite stand-up comedians in the country, if not in the world.
You know what? I reckon Luke Heggie gets brought up about 4 or 5 times a week. The same amount of times I bring up Blades of Glory, yeah, the movie.
I've just got so much stuff to refer back to Luke Heggie. Yeah. Sydney, get on board with it. Yeah. If you ever see Luke advertised around, make sure you go out and see his shows. However, just as a side project.
It's his niche skill.
He recorded an entire album of him whistling. So we got a little grab of M whistling yesterday,
yeah,
don't
this
we?
Is yesterday. This is
yes!
Yeah.
Very good. I'll get off the mic. Shut up, don't laugh at me. That was you.
So that was you whistling.
Yeah, and then you're like, mate, that I've got a mate.
This is stand-up comedian Luke Heggie doing a whistling album.
Can all over the place, we will rock you.
I'm obsessed with him. I think he's so amazing.
I mean, what a toe tapper. He did AC/DC Thunderstruck. There's legitimately an entire... And you know what? I don't know if you're aware, because you don't know about producers.
No.
There's multi-tracks.
Yes. Yeah.
He's layered himself.
He is the Peking duck of whistling.
He is.
He has layered himself doing that.
But what we're after today on 13/10/60, do you have a niche skill? Like a skill that's completely useless, but it is unique unto you. Mine is I can level anything with my eyes in terms of I don't need a spirit level. If I need to hang a picture or I need to put any, I can pick the dead center of the wall with my eyes.
Just very quickly, though, you said this off air and I thought you meant you were like Cyclops from the X-Men.
Well, if anyone has ever...
And I got real scared. I was like,
fair,
what?
If anyone's ever copped an evil eye from me...
Yes, you can level things with your eyes.
But, yeah, this is a skill. And I think I got this skill. I've inherited this useless skill. My dad, Vincey, and I think this is Vincey's debut on our breakfast show.
I think it may be.
Hi, Dad.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Vincey.
Hey, Vincey.
How you going,
Ali?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, good, mate. Well, how come you're up so early? You're a retiree. What have you been doing?
Taking my mother to work.
God, my dad gets up early every morning and drops my mum off at work.
Oh,
like what
good
a legend!
On you, Vincey.
Such a legend.
Well, see how much you work.
All right, careful, mate.
I'll leave that alone.
Oh, Vincey. Oh, Dad. But you have a niche skill. Now, don't encourage him because my dad is a first gen. No, he's an immigrant and. They have crazy senses of humour. If you have a WOG father right now, you'll understand my nervousness.
WOG father plays golf.
Oh, Jesus.
The pacing and timing of it. See, anyway, should work.
Classic dad joke. How are you? Oh,
I'm
can't
good.
Complain. No one will listen. Can't believe you didn't rip that one out. Vincey, you have a skill that whenever we would go on holidays, I would go to put my luggage on a scale and you'd be like, up, up, up.
What's this skill?
What's your skill, Dad?
I can guesstimate the weight of most baggage to within 1 or half a kilo.
Are you serious? Within 500?
No, I'm serious. I can pick it up and tell you what it weighs within 1/2 kilo, if not spot on.
You have to record him do this. I want some scales. I want it at the airport. We'll do it with our friend's Virgin. You stand beside it. And actually, is some of the more budget airlines where people are just jamming stuff in those overhead bins.
I just have my dad standing there.
Vince at the gate.
They can't
afford. No, that can't. Come on.
Oh, God, Dad. And sometimes, because my dad weighs about 50 kg, sometimes the stuff's heavier than him. He'll still lift it.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah, he's amazing. But he does this with amps, with anything. I'll go, Dad, you can't lift that. It's too heavy. He'll pick it up. 8.2 kilos. Fine.
What a skill.
Yeah, it's a good
one.
What
a skill.
It's a niche one, and it's completely... Yeah. It's not useless. It's kind of useful.
It's not useless.
That's okay.
People like to know what
but
things
it's
weigh.
It's something I always thought dads did, because he's done it my whole life. Like, he would hold my a baby, and you don't need to put them on the scales when they're born. Just give the newborn to my dad.
He could be a maternal health nurse. Every few months, you just turn up to Vincey. 5 kilos.
Thanks, Dad. What'd you got on today, mate? What are you doing?
Going to Costco.
Oh, are you?
Big day.
What are you getting?
Flat out.
Everything.
That's what they've got there.
The cupboard is bare.
Oh, God. Are you going to do a wog shop?
Yep.
Yes.
You can only do them at Costco with the trolleys their size they have.
Yeah.
How much does a trolley weigh, Dad?
Trolley? Oh, it's about 12 kilos.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Vincey. You're a gun. All right, talk to you later, Dad. 131060. Can you understand? I mean, that he was at 5% then.
Yeah.
Growing up with that man.
Yeah.
Like Michael, like the castle dad, George Costanza, yeah. Combine all those things.
Yeah.
131060, what's your niche skill? Yes. I can level a picture. My dad can pick things up. What's your niche skill?
I can't think of one right now, but I just wanted to take us out. 131060, call him with niche skills. But here's another track from my friend Luke Heggie from his Whistling album. What a legend.
We've just had Vincey on, my dad, made his debut.
Oh, yes. He was great. Did.
We're talking about niche skills off the back of Harley's mate.
Comedian Luke Heggie. Get around his stand-up. It's not. It doesn't whistle.
No, but he should.
You know, he also made a pair of pants out of bar mats. He collected all these bar mats and his wife was going to throw them out. And he goes, Daddy, I'll make a pair of pants out of it.
Of course he did.
Sewed them all together.
Of course he did. I love that. Everything about that's practical. You can spill a drink on it. Doesn't matter. You can spill as much beer on your crotch as you want. Yeah. Like a sucker.
You let your mates put their beer on
your legs. Just lay down like a human bar.
Yeah.
He has a niche skill, and that is that he's able to whistle classic rock hits.
Yeah. And then layer them together and release that album.
An entire album. Yeah. I'm able to look at a wall and know exactly where the middle of it is, pop a nail and hang a picture. Yeah. My dad can pick up any object, and as we heard him say, can guess the weight of it to almost the half kilo, if not exact.
I can order food and make everybody have food envy when it comes to the table.
That's not a skill.
Nah. Something.
We call you master patron then. Because every time I'm at a restaurant with mates, the master patron gets named.
Oh, yeah.
Whose meal everyone's most jealous of.
Oh, right.
So you would win master patron. Yeah. Kelly in Glenhaven, what's your niche skill? What's the one that's your superpower? It's your completely crappy superpower.
First of all, I have to tell you guys how much I love you, love listening to you, first of all.
Thanks, Kelly.
My superpower is I'm a wife and a mother, so sadly I'm able to identify where the most trivial item or possession is of the three people in my house, no matter what it is. A sock, a particular school book, it might be a hair clip, I know where it is, it could be at school, not even in my house, but I know where it is, and it drives me mental because it means that I'm the go-to person for everything.
Kelly,
I hate it. I don't want to know.
Is this a skill that you are born with or that you've had to learn because of the idiots in your life?
No, she's born with it.
I think certain women just have it. We just have it. We just know.
It's actually the ability to catalogue subconsciously items in your environment. Right. So she walks around the house just spotting dimes and filing it. Her brain just files these files these useless bits of information, and then her daughter will go, oh, have you seen my pink hair scrunchie? Yes, I have. It's under the fridge in the kitchen. It's on top of the cabinet, left-hand side behind the bottle of beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Hannah can do it. It's phenomenal.
Has Hannah got the same skill?
Oh, mate, it's
that
incredible.
That is a skill in itself.
She can even pinpoint where things are that she hasn't seen.
Wow.
Genuinely, I'll go, oh, this thing, you haven't even seen it, but she goes, oh, it'll be in that drawer, in that thing, and I'm like, boom, there it is.
I have the opposite of that. I couldn't tell you right now
where you are.
Like, I never know where anything. You see me.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
Oh, no, you've
Where's
already,
my keys? Yeah. I've lost things. I don't even know. I'll lose my headphones sometimes between a song and a talk break.
You bought a new keep cup, and you're not even allowed to have it outside the studio. Brody has to put it in a special safe.
Because I lose it.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll have the same problem.
I have the opposite of Kelly's power. Tara and Castle Hill, what's your niche skill, your superpower, the one thing you have?
I am a champion hula hooper.
Excellent skill.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
When are you able to show that skill?
Well, in a high school competition, we were hula hooping in front of the whole school, and I accidentally hit someone next to me, so I won.
Well, and so how did you win? Was just the person, last person standing, last person hula hooping?
Yeah.
How long are we talking?
I don't remember. I think it was a couple minutes.
Wow. That is
good. That's good. I can't do it for longer than a few pelvic thrusts.
I can do it on my feet. Tara, can you do it with your feet?
I've never tried.
Are you joking? Oh, you haven't lived.
I'm a champion.
Do it with your neck.
Yeah, I can do it with my neck.
Yeah.
I'm actually very good at hula hooping.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's true. There's other calls coming in, but I can't be bothered waiting for them. You guys should have called earlier. Like, don't just think now, oh, I'm hearing other people talk. This is going to spring my mind. And then call.
Do you know what's soon?
Oh, I can't.
That's what they're really ringing for.
I can't.
That's why they're calling.
Bear another day's disappointment of Alpha Bucks.
It's not yet. So
We'll talk about it next. It's Em and Harley on Today FM. Jace, our boss, has just told us we can't pick the 6 a.m. song anymore.
Yes.
We like to have a set the tone song.
And so I said, give me one more chance because it's my pick tomorrow.
He's like, Dal, I'm all about the 10 plus and I don't want to alienate them by playing two 80s songs. No one understands it. He's a nerd.
I have committed.
You have to give us something at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
6 a.m. tomorrow.
Segment alive.
In the last 5 years, I guarantee you I'll pick music from the last 5 years.
Yeah, I
can't guarantee you'll know it.
No. Jay says if we don't pick something that 10-year-old kids know.
Oh, listen, I just brought in the Whistling album. Obviously, I'm finger on the pulse when it comes to new releases.
He's just poor Jace.
I love you, Jace.
He's such a good boss. Can you imagine being
you
our
me.
Boss? Can you imagine poor Jace Allen? Imagine being our boss.
I can't imagine being my friend, let alone my boss.
I'm your friend. Nah, you and I work because it's low maintenance.
Is it? You and me.
When we're on
a low maintenance.
To friends. How often do we talk on the phone?
Oh, no, yeah, we don't do that. That's important for me.
Our friendship is low maintenance.
So I've got a select group of best mates, and I would talk in together, like the number of times I talk to I've got four best mates, I would talk to them in total probably a dozen times a year.
Am I your best mate?
No.
Am I even?
No, you're not.
Am I like up there?
Yeah, you're in my inner circle. I have to see you every day.
Am I in your inner circle?
Yeah.
If you didn't get paid to see me every day, would I be in your inner circle?
Well, no, I wouldn't. Well, you'd still be in the circle, but I wouldn't see you. I don't see my best friends.
Would I slip from the inner circle if?
Maybe that's happened sometimes. People just slip. I forget about. Oh,
I found out about the baby before other people did.
Yes, that's true.
I'm in a circle.
Yeah.
If you've ever been caught fumbling for your Opal card, Sydney, we have a solution for you. Well, not so much us, but a citizen of Sydney, a man who calls himself a biohacker.
What's his name then? What's his real name? You read out this man's real name. His real name.
Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Is his actual name Meow Ludo? That's a hyphenated name, Meow Ludo.
Thank God.
Disco Gamma
Meow
Meow Meow hyphenated as well.
There's something about saying Meow Meow that excites me.
Yep.
There's actually a fantastic cabaret artist called Meow Meow.
Not talking about the brilliant cabaret artist Meow Meow.
She is off the charts.
One of the greatest in the world. This is, of course, Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Not to be confused with.
Saying.
Biohacker Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow, his legal name, has had the opal, the chip
on
the
opal
card inserted into the skin on the left side of his hand so that when he's catching public transport around town, he doesn't have to be fumbling. Oh, it's so exhausting fumbling for a card.
Yeah.
Oh, it just ruins my life. I'm going to get the technology inserted into my body.
Yeah. Have you heard of Mark of the Beast? Something that's talked about at end of times. When the apocalypse is arriving, we'll all be marked.
I feel like you've skipped. I feel like we could just take that back a notch and say, have you heard of a wallet? Have you heard of, you know, you can get little clip-on chains that go on your belt that connect to your wallet? So you know where they are at all times?
Yep.
I feel like there were several steps Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow could have taken before having the chip inserted into his person. But he said, it gives me the ability that not everyone else has. I'd say you'd have a few of those Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. He said that if someone else, like, this is his reasoning, 100% this is what this guy said.
Yep.
If someone steals my wallet, I can still get home.
What? What if they cut your hand off, idiot?
Or just lend some money. Or just get a taxi.
Yeah.
Or just go do the... Or just get an Uber. Or just get... Don't get an Uber. They're evil. Just get, like, Just like you can do that Westpac thing where you get a code and you can get money out of the ATM. Like, I just feel like, again, he's gone to extreme.
Here's a quote from Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. My goal is to have frictionless interaction with technology.
It will be really interesting to see what happens when the first transit officer scans my arm. He also said his actions were a breach. Oh, he's a freedom fighter.
Oh, is he?
Oh, my God. He's a freedom fighter.
You know what they say about freedom fighters? They've always got their Opal card charged.
Oh, my God. Meow, Ludo, Disco, Gamma, meow, meow. What happens if he gets married and these kids have to hyphenate their names? That's hectic. Like, imagine if he marries Janet Hilda Smith Birkenhausen.
Hilda
Smith. So she becomes Mrs. Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Gamma Meow Meow Ludo Smith Beckenhausen.
Wow. Well done.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
I want you to know that I just did the quiz off air.
I timed you. You paused for quite some time, actually, on two of the questions. Mm. And you still finished it in 21 seconds.
And we filmed it. So we'll put it up afterwards.
Now, Fiona in Springwood, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're fine. We're getting focused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, I don't want to put you off. And we'll chat afterwards because you'll be the new winner of $50,000. Just...
Look at her reason.
What's your reason? What are your reason? What are you spending your money on? I can't read it.
So my dad, nice. He hasn't been home. He's from Albania, it's a small country in Europe. He hasn't been home there for about 25 years. So with this, I want to go with him and visit his family, and he can visit his family as well. And, just go on a bit of a holiday.
Well, look, now that you've said that's what you're going to spend it on, no pressure in ruining your dad's day. But
I really want you to win.
I want you to win too, mate. And it's a good omen. It's F for Fiona. That's not one of the answers.
F. Okay. F for Fiona,
that's
your
right.
name.
But that is definitely not one of the answers.
Got an answer.
There are 10 questions. I honestly, just take your time because you'll have time spare at the end because they're so easy. Just say what you think first. We do have to take your first answer, though, so make sure it's correct. Your time's going to start at the end of the first question. You're going to win $50,000. I believe in you, mate.
Okay.
You're right, Fiona?
Fiona from Springfield.
Yep.
You ready? Here we go. Time starts at the end of the first question. Name an occupation.
Food blogger.
A breakfast food.
Fruit.
Something that can swim.
Fish.
A language.
French.
A car brand.
Fiat.
A drink.
Fanta.
A movie.
Forrest Gump.
A word ending in N.
Fan.
A number.
Five.
Something that grows.
Fig tree.
Oh, come on! Just wait up.
Wait up.
We've got to check.
No.
We have to check.
No,
sorry, late. They're saying no. Why are the adjudicators saying no?
Because she said France, but she meant French. I feel the
are
adjudicators
we serious?
Are saying no.
You're not
going to
give it because she said France?
She went, she was.
It's French. Come
but,
on.
Kim, get on camera.
Somebody
on
come
line.
In. I'm
our
not
producer's
taking...
Come on, rules, guys.
Come on, because yesterday you said name a country that starts with A and the lady said Africa.
Correct,
and you
but
gave
she didn't
it
get it.
First.
That's true.
But she didn't get
no,
the 10,000.
But you said it was right.
Oh, God, this is so hectic.
But it's the rules, guys. Sorry,
it is
Fiona.
The rules.
We want to give it to you. It's not like we don't want to, but rules are rules.
Are they?
Harley, they are.
They
okay,
are.
Sure.
They're written, and she said France.
She
oh, dear.
Did. We didn't want you to say France, darling.
She quickly corrected, like she like we all knew.
We all knew in our hearts. We just
worst moment in radio.
This is going to be everywhere. Like, I celebrated because I didn't even think. I was so excited.
I passed out.
Which
I'm not even
okay,
here right now.
Wait. I have so many questions. Could we have...
No.
Okay.
No.
No, but was there time to...
No, you can't. You're going to take the first.
Oh,
it's not even
because she
back.
Didn't pass.
Yeah, yes, if you
correct.
Pass, you can go back.
Correct.
You can't.
God, okay.
You said France.
Look, we're
and that's
all
not
bummed.
A language.
We're all
oh,
bummed.
God.
And yesterday, if that young person who did say Africa had got the $50,000, we would have taken
said
it off
that
as well.
After.
Yeah, same.
Is... Can we...
Sorry, no. I know you're trying...
Can we fly her dad to Albania anyway? Can we do that? Can we get them two tickets to Albania?
Yeah, you know, from the prize cupboard where we have two tickets to Albania. Kim, go get the two tickets to Albania out of the prize cupboard. Oh, a couple of grand.
I'll just get them.
Fiona's got 900, guys.
I feel really bad.
We're going to keep workshopping this off air.
Okay, off air.
Congratulations, Fiona, on your $900.
Fiona's phone line's been turned down. Rightly, like, I'd be annoyed too. Oh, my God, I feel like this is not the end of this. I feel like there's going to be meetings and emails. Guys, I've got a haircut after this show. I can't be in a meeting about this. What if... All right, I'll just pay for some flights to Albania. All out of my pocket. Yep. I'll just pay for her dad and her to go to Albania.
You and me have got enough points to fly them around the world.
Do you want to... You don't have to. I'm not going to drop you.
No, I'm not going to.
But I will.
Friends.
Fiona, I will pay for you and your dad to go to Albania. I'll just pay whatever. Honey, are you there?
I'm here.
Fiona, I'm so sorry. Like, we have rules because of insurance and not us.
No, that's okay.
But
that's
I will pay for two return trips to Albania for you and your dad. I'll just pay.
What an unfortunate slip of the tongue. But, you did a great job.
Yeah, but Fee, I'll make sure you and your dad get to Albania.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. Oh, good on you, Em.
No, I just... It's fine. I mean,
a Google search how much to Albania.
I don't care.
$51,000.
Whatever. I just feel really bad for her, and I think I feel a bit sad now.
Okay.
Like she just wants to take her dad to Albania. I understand. My dad's from my grandparents never got back to Italy, and that's the biggest regret they ever had.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fine. Sorry, everyone. Earlier this morning,
yes,
just before we went to
seems
air,
like yesterday,
I got a phone call from Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She is a top chick. She's performing for us, of course, live on the rooftop tomorrow night.
2 days. Oh, 2 days.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
What day is it today? Wednesday.
Oh, you'd be right to think it's tomorrow night because tomorrow is
Sneaky
Friday.
Friday. And Harley wasn't involved because he wasn't here yet. Yeah. So it's just Katy and I, and we're going to open on the way to work, you guys. Something really hectic happened to me. Have a listen. I'm about to say the most Australian thing ever. I hit a kangaroo driving to work.
You did not.
I did, babes.
No
I did
way.
I know. Have you ever had anything
Are
more
you
Aussie?
Okay?
Oh, I'm a bit sad because I am an animal lover.
Did it hop off?
It did hop off, and I'm choosing to believe it went home to its family and they bandaged up its leg and he's going to be A-okay.
Well, I still don't understand why Australians eat koalas. Like, these guys are kind of a strange breed to me, but you guys do you. I cannot believe that. Did it hurt your car?
It did. It put a little dent in my car, but I was more worried about not being here for you than the well-being of the kangaroo in my car. So it was just very hectic. But we're here. We're talking. But I'm just thinking, of course I hit a kangaroo on the way to speak to Katy Perry.
Oh, I just can't believe that story even exists. I'm glad you're okay.
I knew it. I'm like, I'll have to tell her about it because it is the most Aussie stereotypical thing to say to an American. So I know. I thought you'd enjoy it.
I thought all those were in the zoo or something.
Oh, no. I have them in my backyard. We have a posse of 10. They're like a gang and they hop around and... Yeah, no, they have names. We have a lot.
Wow, fancy. You must be very rich.
No, I live out in the country. But that's enough about kangaroos for me. We're very excited. You're, of course, going to be performing for us on our world-famous rooftop. We've been giving away tickets in our show and people are crying every time they win. So just expect a lot of tears when you appear. Good
crying.
Tears. Happy tears, babes. Happy tears.
Oh, okay. They're like, do I have to go?
No, they're all so excited. And everyone's going to get dressed up in, you know, theme, because I know you love a costume, as do I. So there's sequins and wigs aplenty.
I'm very excited. Good.
Good.
Well, I'm excited to come there. I'm excited to perform. It's going to be a crazy day.
I know.
And, you know, me, when I ever get into those areas, I spend a lot of time with those people.
They're your people. It's good.
No, I love them.
Now, I just watched you at Glastonbury stage dive. Your backing dancers had TVs for heads. Johnny's made you the most insane outfit.
Aww.
Is that one of the highlights of your life? Because you looked beside yourself. You just looked like you forgot you were Katy Perry world superstar and you're just a little kid fulfilling a dream.
Well, I never think I'm Katy Perry world superstar, quite honestly. I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. I was kind of dumbfounded when I saw how many people came out to the show, over 100,000 people, and I was like, I didn't know if I was still cool. I didn't know if I was cool at all, ever. But it's cool. Like, before this call, I was just at the Science Museum, which I think science is very cool, but to be honest, I am kind of like the dorkiest pop star in the game.
My daughter is a cool dork, and I'm so happy about that. So I think the cool dorks will inherit the earth, Katy. You're fine.
I hope so. I hope so. I think the dorky ones kind of don't really care what people think. That's why, like, they don't placate to people. And if you can learn that really early on, you're going to win at life.
Yes, of course. Yes. Now, I also wanted to talk to you about Wonder Woman, because I think you had the same response to me. I cried during the movie and I didn't know why, and I realized it was because I was relieved that there was this kick-ass female warrior, you know, that I kind of feel I am on the inside. And I saw your ticket stub and I thought, I wonder if she had felt a little bit teary watching it.
I wasn't teary. I was mostly just proud, you know, because I got to meet Patty Jenkins on my live stream. She came over for dinner when I did that YouTube live stream during the album launch. And she was just so spectacular, so well-spoken, so intelligent, and, you know, fighting a good fight amongst, you know, a more male-oriented business. Look, Wonder Woman was good. It was like, you know, an action flick. There were so many little subtleties that I really appreciated, especially for such a big film, you know?
Yeah.
And, oh, my favorite other one was one of the other people in the group was like, I wanted to be an actor, but my skin's the wrong color. It was like, even if you're not an evolved person or you don't have education or whatever, if you have any bit of empathy or humanity, you would be like, what are you talking about? That's wrong. Okay, so is that what's happening in the actual world? So it starts conversations about you know, what is right and what is wrong and what is fast and what is not fast.
Yeah. No, I was just glad.
I love that.
Me too. And I know all those nuances you've mentioned I loved. And I was just also grateful. I've got two daughters and they were able to sit there and I watched them watch the movie, to be honest, for most of the time, just feeling grateful. So, yeah, I thought you would
enjoy. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's still not the norm, but I think, you know, when women directors are putting out movies, when women directors are basically putting out movies that bomb and they can still make another movie is when it's going to be the norm, because that happens all the time. But you know what? Here's the thing for me is, like, you know, I'm a full-on feminist, but that doesn't mean I don't like gentlemen. I love a man of equality, especially, like, a man that really can, like, lift a woman up or see her, you know, as she should be seen, which is the goddess, which is equal. I love gentlemen, true gentlemen out there. And I know that there are a lot of them out there and they don't want to feel generalized. They don't want to feel like they're all bad or what have you. I think there's a lot of upstanding, beautiful men. And I've met, you know, a few of them in my lifetime that have really made incredible impacts on me. So that's kind of my stance is, like, it's not, you know, all men are bad, because I think generalizations are really bad.
Yeah, no, feminism's about lifting both sexes up to equality. And I think real men know that. And I think,
Oh, yeah.
You guys really hit it off.
She was restrained because she was on air and she knew that she was being recorded. But I do feel like if her and I got in a room, I get her. I feel her. I see her.
You have canned of
figuring stuff out.
You have canned cream and
I just get wanting to cut your hair off and reinvent yourself.
Yes.
I am doing that today.
Right.
So
okay.
And I think any woman listening would know the feeling of wanting to just reinvent your head.
Yes.
I respect that. Here's part two of my interview with Katy Perry. We need to talk about Witness, obviously. It is available now. And I feel like you're really evolving and changing and feeling out your edges. It's really brave of you. And I've been wanting to say that to you. And I was so glad I got this opportunity. And I think, you know, as an artist, you've done one thing for so long, one way, and then you make a shift. And some people get their noses out of joint. But I think it's brilliant that, you know, you have to evolve as an artist or, you know, you don't keep going forward.
Yeah, I mean, one of my greatest heroes is Madonna.
Madonna,
was known for her evolution. Even though we look back and now in 2017, we go, wow, Madonna, look at how many decades she stood the test of time and, you know, how many different characters she was and shapes she made. You know, whenever I'm like, you know, commentary I'm getting, whether it's good or bad, I look back at a lot of her old interviews and I see that, like,
people just ask the same questions they've been asking me, or they give her the same slack, and she just, like, is such a master of it, and she just had incredible patience, incredible confidence, and was always trying to be her authentic self and always on a spiritual journey. And so I really admire that, and it makes me not feel like, you know, I'm the first. She's really the first one that did that, and, yeah, of course, share and stuff like that. But I think, you know, if you look at a chart, I'm really in it for the long game. And if you look at a chart of all of your heroes, I mean, look at Bob Dylan. It's, you know, it's up and down and up and down. But if you can ride, you know, those dips, then you can also take those heights. It's never going to just be like up, 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 up. You know, that's not real. That's not human. No. And also, I have to speak my truth, even if it's not, you know, marketable or commercial or corporate or whatever. You know, I got to be my authentic self, and that's what I'm sticking by.
Well, babe, you're number one on the Billboard 200, so I'd say your authentic self is just fine.
Listen, here's the thing is, even if I wasn't number one, and I know, you know, that's only one number from one place, is like, what is the true measurement of success? And for me, that's happiness, and I'm basically the happiest I've ever been.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, we all watched the live stream, and, you know, you seem to really be going through, you know, your paces, and you were very raw and personal, and like, it seems like you are on a path to discovering where that happy place is. So I'm glad to hear that you're hitting it.
It ebbs and flows. I mean, I'm just like anyone else. Like, I get grumpy and tired. I mean, the God-honest truth is that I'm about to fly from London to Australia. What is that, like, over 24 hours? So I might be a little grumpy.
I know, sweetie. I know you're speaking to someone who I ebb and flow within 10 minutes from crying to maniacally laughing. I'm a stand-up comic. I understand you.
Oh yeah.
And I know that sounds creepy, but you're allowed to be shitty and grumpy, and don't worry about it. It's good. I encourage you. I would love you just to walk out on stage in Sydney.
Well, thank you, Em.
You're welcome, darling. I know I've kept you. We really look forward to having you in Sydney on our world-famous rooftop, performing all your hits, obviously a lot of them from Witness. You're gorgeous human. You do you. Don't worry about everyone else. You're all right, Katy Perry. You're all right.
Yeah. Thanks, babe.
No worries, babe. See ya.
See you, bye.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM for yahoo7.com.au/BE. Every time I say Yahoo, I want to say Yahoo Serious.
Oh.
Remember that
Yahoo
actor?
Serious.
Yes, changed his name.
Why doesn't Nazeem know Yahoo Serious? Have you not Yahoo seen Yahoo Young Serious. Einstein?
I've seen the website, yahoo.com or yahoo.com.au.
Good. /BE.
Used to be the primary search engine.
Yes, still is, of course. They're the show sponsor, Nazzy. Have you not seen Young Einstein? Have you not seen Young Einstein?
Huh?
How old are you?
Einstein's dead.
How old are you?
Mate, I'm 31. 32, 32, I'm 32.
Young Einstein.
You should have seen
an Aussie classic.
Young Einstein, the movie.
Oh, is this a citizenship test? I don't know what's going on.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Who the hell is Young Einstein? Well,
Yahoo Serious.
You've just failed your Australian citizenship test.
So confused. It was a massive movie in 88.
Do you guys remember when hanging out used to be a lot of fun and not a test?
Yeah. I was just saying, the three of us were just on our phones not talking. That's how you know we're very good friends.
That's it. Because everyone wants to hang out and be on their phones, but you just pretend that, like, hey, I'm really interested in making eye contact with you.
Nah.
Not through a phone, okay? I can make eye contact through FaceTime.
And we all follow each other on social media. We know what's going on in each other's lives because we're chronic oversharers.
Damn straight. We just...
I'm not. I'm a chronic undersharer.
But when you share, you get your kid off.
Mate, I've seen your soppy Facebook post about loving your partner.
How dare you love your partner?
How dare you? So much love to give and to take, and I just love love.
That's exactly me.
Holly love Breen. No, I'm just jealous.
I've not heard a better impersonation.
Can I say, when my wife sees posts like that from her other male friends, she's like, I just love it when men express their loves for their partners.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm like, yeah, because...
What a role reversal. Am I like a poo in The Simpsons and you're like Homer? You remember that episode?
Why is he a poo?
Well, he would be.
Not a poo.
Why are you a poo from The Simpsons?
You'd be casting him as a poo rather than...
Because
he's a brown man from Sri Lanka.
I don't see colour.
You're going to get your eyes checked.
Let me inform you.
Are you?
I'm brown, mate.
Are you from Sri Lanka?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Far out. Is she serious? I don't know if she actually thinks I'm white this whole time. Or did you think
I think you're white. I don't see colour. I just see...
You just see black and white and grey. I'd be like some shade of grey then to you.
I just see a human. That's all I see.
You got to get your eyes checked, mate.
I'm so PC. You were recently hanging out with the KKK.
Yeah, oh wow.
Straight in.
Don't help me like that. Well, basically, I was filming the show Bill Nye Saves the World for Netflix. And he's a science nerd dude from the States. Traveling all over the place. They sent me to California, to Leeds in the UK. And then they sent me to Arkansas. Have you ever been to Arkansas?
No.
What's famous about Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas is this... well, there's nothing famous about Arkansas. I went to this town called Harrison. If you Google it, first search result that comes up says, is Harrison, Arkansas the most racist town in the US? The second town says, it is the headquarters for the KKK.
Oh, okay? And you went there.
And I went there.
That makes sense.
Well, we were filming a piece completely unrelated to racism or the KKK. We were talking about, like, human extinction or something. I was like, why don't we talk about, like, the extinction of people of colour? That would probably make more sense. Anyway, I tried to, like, Google where the KKK people are. I couldn't find anything.
Right.
They wouldn't let me out of the hotel, the crew, because they were like, we've been advised to only let you get out if we escort you. Like, if a white person escorts you. I was like,
are you serious?
And I was like, are you serious? And they were like, yeah, sorry. And I was like, come on, I feel weird just coming to a place, landing in a place, going straight to the hotel, and then straight to the shoot, and then kind of like, I don't even know where I am. I want to situate myself. I want to get out of here.
We're talking
about imprisoning me.
The United States of America.
Exactly, yeah. So I was stuck in the hotel. Anyway, I snuck out the next morning. On the morning that we were leaving.
Oh, Jesus, Nazi.
I just snuck out and I went for a walk down the street and I was looking around.
On your own?
On my own.
Oh, good.
I was looking around the town. You know what? Nice town. If you think of the most racist town in the United States, you'd think of just like people sitting on their porches with guns. But there were Confederate flags everywhere. Yeah. There were bakeries that sell lots of nice looking breads, mostly white breads. Went to an antique shop. Oh, I found myself at a cafe. Sat down at the cafe, ate their local food, grits and whatever the hell else they eat. No flavour. But, you know, that's what you get in a white town. And there was a flyer on the table. The flyer, nice little flyer, it said Rally for Morality. I was like, what's a rally for morality? I Googled it. It was a rally against gay pride. Apparently there was going to be a gay pride march somewhere in Arkansas and they wanted to oppose it. Oh. So I called up. There was a number there. Oh, and I saw on the flyer it said, Pastor Rob, Tom Rob is speaking. And he is the head of the KKK.
Oh, so I know like, Tom Rob. I've seen it. Not personally. Yes.
You've liked his page on Facebook.
Oh, we hang out.
Anyway.
No, we don't. Okay. But I know who you're talking about when you talk about Tom Rob.
He's the head of the KKK?
He's the head of the KKK.
What has the KKK got to do with homophobia?
Well, basically, they don't like gay people. They don't like Jews. They don't like Muslims. And they hate left Marxists.
No one different.
Yeah. Basically, they love. Anyway. So I caught up.
Imagine Hitler's checklist.
Yeah.
And then you got this.
It's basically called the Christian Revival Center. They were organizing this march, but the speaker and the head of that church is also the head of the KKK. So it's kind of like got this like cover church going on. Anyway, so I called up. I was like, this woman answered. I said, "Hi, can I please speak to Pastor Tom Rob?" And she said, "Yeah, sure." And she put him on. And he said, "Hello." And I said, "Hi, me and my family would like to attend the rally for morality. Can you tell me what it's going to be about?" And he said, "Well, we're expecting some homosexuals to turn up, and we just want to say to them that we don't agree with you." And I was like, "Well, that's a great. They probably didn't know that. That's great. That's great. Well, what about Muslims? I got a fear of Muslims coming to Harrison. Are you going to be speaking about Muslims at the rally?" And he said, "Well, no, this rally is going to be about homosexuals." And I said, "Well, what about homosexual Muslims?" And he was like, "Yeah, well, you got me there." He goes, "What's your name?" And I said, "Well, my name's Nathan." And he goes, "Where are you from, Nathan?" And I said, and I couldn't think. I started to freak out. And I said, "I'm from Australia." He goes, "You don't sound like you're from." I said, "I've been here a while. I've been here two nights." And I go, "So if I come to the rally, I'll see you at the rally." He goes, "Yeah, sure." And I hung up the phone, ran back to the hotel. I was like, "Guys, all that stuff we just filmed about human extinction, let's go to the KKK rally. I've got access to the head dude. He believes that I'm some sort of supporter. Let's go. We'll film him." And they're like, "All right, he might have believed your stupid accent. But look at your face, mate. He's not going to believe that brown on your face.
He's not going to believe
your brown. He doesn't see colour.
Like
M. Rassiano.
He might have had your disease going on."
Nazim Hussain,
I'm alive, though, guys. I've also got a membership to the
Oh, my God.
So if anyone's interested and wants an introduction, hit me up.
If only you were gay and you would have the holy trinity of you're a brown Muslim gay man.
Look,
that would have been amazing.
That's something to talk about on the next...
on the next installment.
What is it?
Holly?
Hello,
mate. Hello.
The team is saying, you're going off for a bit. You're off, but
I'll be back.
You'll be back. We'll have you back. But you're going away to do some things, but we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming in.
I'm going to try and scrub this brown off my face.
What brown? I don't see it.
I love white.
Oh, my God.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen wouldn't have got in your ears without the help of B from Yahoo 7. Next time you need the latest gossip, viral videos and the hottest topics, you'll find them at yahoo7.com.au/BE.